W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Being watched after the U.S. air attacks on Iran, nuke sites, the price of oil that affects gasoline. Iran threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz, through which a lot of oil tankers pass. That's where Iran's oil goes to, says retired Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Gagnard.
50-60% of the revenue, the government revenue for the Iranian government, comes from oil revenue. So they would be sort of cutting off their nose to spite their face.
So far this morning, oil on world markets is not going up or down much. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Nearly 150 million Americans under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. Many heat records could be shattered. Forecasters say cooling off with family at a water park in Milwaukee, Nova Rios.
When I went underwater, I felt it like I was like really cold.
New NBA champs Oklahoma Thunder beating the Indiana Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's two U.S. senators are split down party lines in their reactions to President Donald Trump's bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities Saturday. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said the administration's actions without congressional approval ignores the Constitution and puts service members at risk and puts us, quote, on the verge of an all-out war. Republican Senator Ron Johnson told Sunday Morning Features on Fox News he supports the president's decision not to let Iran become a nuclear power. Meanwhile, Republican 8th District Congressman Tony Weed posted on X that now's the time to end endless wars and called for, quote, peace through strength. The Wisconsin State Assembly voted unanimously to increase penalties for people found guilty of sextortion last week. Named Braden's Law, in memory of a Wisconsin teen who took his own life as a result of a sextortion scheme, the law would allow sextortion perpetrators to be charged with felony murder if their victim commits suicide. The charges that would most accurately apply to the crime currently include a maximum sentencing of only 3.5 years. The legislation is now with the state Senate and appears likely to advance to Governor Tony Evers. There will be a delay for Dugan. Stuart J. Watt has the latest on the judge facing charges.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity. An in-person scheduling conference is scheduled for July 9th.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the Brewers open a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee now just 3.5 games out of first place after sweeping the Twins over the weekend. 9-8 yesterday at Target Field. The Brewers had a 9-3 lead thanks to Rhys Hoskins with a double, a home run, and 2 runs batted in. But closer Trevor McGill had to come in the 8th to hold off Minnesota. Pat Murphy says catcher William Contreras also doing a great job setting up batters and praised McGill getting his 17th save of the season already.
The kid's been pretty consistent. He knows who he is. And again, William Contreras was great back there.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City pulled ahead to win the title in Game 7, 103-91. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on losing his star player from Oshkosh, Tyrese Halliburton, to a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped.
That's Rick Carlisle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be hot and humid again today. The heat index is going to be back up to near 100 or better this afternoon. Then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind gusts, and tornadoes possible. So stay weather aware here throughout the day today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
There's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news headlines and also State Senator Kelda Royce. Will the Joint Finance Committee actually meet this week? She'll tell us. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Morning! Happy Monday to you. Hope you got through the weekend. Convoy.
Yes.
You are a wuss.
You think?
You had a golf thing all set up.
I know. It's too hot.
Yeah, can you believe
it? It was.
There's nobody on the course.
I did go golfing on Saturday.
I worked in the iron ore mines in heat like this, and you wouldn't go golfing.
I'm an indoor person, right?
It was crazy, though, wasn't it?
It was hot.
That was like crazy hot.
It was hot.
I ran 6 miles yesterday.
Okay, yeah. I know it was hot.
I mean, like cooking, hard to breathe hot. It's like when we were talking with, we had Lisa Hill on the other day.
Hot.
I said, New Orleans.
New Orleans heat.
I said, it's like breathing through a sponge. That's kind of how it was yesterday. Yeah. I'm not complaining. I'm not like, well, it's going to be 42 below zero.
It's six months.
I'm just saying, though, it's like, wow, that was really something.
Yeah, it was hot. The cooking is different, right? In this heat? Because some people say, it's too hot to eat. It's never that hot.
No, I didn't have that problem.
But I made I made pasta, shrimp, you know, and I ate it cold. I put it in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want to eat hot food right this time of year.
You know what I'm eating? A bunch of, I'm 210, which is good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because you were 228,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Originally, during COVID, I was 247. That's my highest. That's the highest. When I got my hip replaced, I still got in my medical thing.
Oh, so that was
when they weighed me. I was 247 in, that would be January of 2020. So I'm 210 right now. Okay. But whatever. But you know what I eat a lot of? You know what I love to cook? I eat, I just buy frozen chicken breasts or whatever. Okay.
John, that's 37 pounds.
Yeah. If I can get down to a 36 waist, I'm happy.
You know what? That's a true measurement, isn't it? I mean, you look at the scale, you look at all this other stuff, but
How your pants fit.
And it's
totally agree.
But like, I have a new wardrobe waiting for me.
Me too.
I didn't throw. Did you throw your old?
No,
me either. I keep them.
I don't give up on that.
I'm throwing out the old ones though. I'm throwing.
I got my 40s. I'm gonna throw away.
Those are gone.
Those are gone. Yeah.
But I was. I don't know. I'm doing okay. Heat wise, I don't think I'm eating as much because it's so hot.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding you.
You know what I actually bought yesterday? You know what I felt like yesterday? I went and bought a 6-pack of summer shanty and sat out on my balcony and just drank summer shanty.
What is that, soda or beer?
Leinenkugel.
Oh,
yeah. Right, it's just a summer beer type thing.
Yeah.
Got to check it. John, I was in Marquette yesterday by Black Rocks. Felt like it was 85 degrees. 1 mile east, it felt like 100 degrees or 65, and then felt like Black Rocks, Brian. Black Rocks is like, you know when people talk about spreading their ashes? I would spread my ashes or have somebody spread them for me at Black Rocks. That is my favorite place in the world. is Black Rocks on Lake Superior. Honest to God.
Well, what is it?
It's this. It's right on Lake Superior. Mm-hmm. It's on Presque Isle, which is really cool. Presque Isle is amazing. And it's just this, it's almost like lava rock or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
All the way through right to the water. So you sit there right where the water is on Lake Superior. I think it's the most gorgeous place in America.
Yeah.
Brian, if you have any pictures, send me a picture of that. But Black Rocks is my favorite place on the face of the earth. And I'm not joking about that. I'm not lying. It's just sensational.
See, I would feel that way about the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Oh, my God.
I know.
But you have
to get
there.
I've driven past it. And I've never been there. Isn't that crazy? I live right there, and I never went in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I went.
Terry says, one more day of nice warm weather before Wisconsin reality hits. I know. High of only 70 and rain on Wednesday.
But some people welcome that.
Yeah. I kind of enjoyed it because I didn't have to do anything. I don't think if I was out actually working in it, I would have enjoyed it. But I like last night, sitting outside, having a line in Kugel, that was nice.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, I think about, do I want to live like this all year? Like, it almost makes you want to be a snowbird. It's just, you know.
Cause yeah.
I don't know. I went to that symphony. That was great, you guys. Remember, we had song in here. They played out at the airport. And I thought it was going to be, like, really hot in there, but...
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too.
No, it was great the way they did it.
Hangar.
But they opened up...
Because I'll tell you, so Dom had to work a wedding Saturday, and it's like, ooh, you know, in the tux type thing, he said it was crazy.
Yeah, that'd be hot for a wedding. No, inside it was cool. The breeze, they opened up, you know, the door where the planes go up right onto the runway. But then the other side is... The door's it's not as big as take a plane out, but it's quite wide. And the breeze came through was like perfect. It was.
Well, like I said, for Dom's graduation, somebody brought one of those farm fans.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like this kind of heat. And people were like, we're fine. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Those farm fans. And when we had the lady on the other day about the cows, that's like a big thing.
Yeah. No, they want to treat them right. But yeah, I did some video on but you're Mr. Patriotic. I thought you would like that. So I did call, for the record, I did call John and ask him to go, but you didn't want to be on.
You did?
I text you and said, you want to go? Then you text me back and said, no, but do you have any hot dogs left?
Oh, yeah. You didn't, huh?
Well, John, it was 4 days ago.
Well,
no.
So what? Hot dogs that live forever.
No, I wouldn't. No.
And that's chili.
Yeah, no, that's just all gone. No, I don't keep stuff that long. Anyway, I'll make that for you, though, one of these days.
Got this one from Terry. Hey, guys, meeting friends at Pope's Pizza in Great North Commons tonight. Have you been there? No.
Yes. Who?
Oh, you know what I did, though? You know what I did Saturday? I went to the Rib Fest in Brussels.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. How was that?
Oh, my God.
I bet it was awesome. $3 a rib.
I bought three platters full. I ate so many. I couldn't stop eating them. They were so good. I just didn't know which one, because Cody was there. Cody had one of the things. But I sat in the bar and I ate three platters of ribs, like, and I enjoyed them to the part where I'm like sucking on the bone to try to get that last little part out.
People looking over.
Were they good?
Who's that poor guy? Wow, that would be good.
Yeah,
do an air conditioned bar though.
Yeah, it was so hot outside. Yeah, no, so I went inside the bar and I ate three platters of ribs and they were absolutely delicious.
Wow, that does sound good.
Yeah.
I've been hot cooking that stuff.
I know. That's what I mean. That's why I went inside.
Yeah, I just.
But it was. They were great. They were phenomenal.
I went to a graduation party Saturday.
Hot.
It was just. And there's nothing you can do.
No.
It's just hot.
It's just hot.
They had a tent, but that's
just
not
hot.
Either. It's just hot. But it was fun.
Just hot.
I'm glad we went.
But where is Pope's Pizza?
That's in that new place that Andy built. That at Doozy's.
Because
we were at that party.
Okay.
On the third floor. On the second floor, Terry, it's more of a country theme.
Right.
And, you know, they had brisket and actually really good food. Pope's Pizza is on the first floor, and that's super nice, too.
Cool.
They can seat a lot of people there. That place is
I gotta
big.
Stop in there.
That is a, and the customer service there is great. And but, yeah, go up to the third floor, take a look around. They got balconies on the second floor, so you can look over at training camp. And of course, that's there yet. But anyway, you can look over at Lambeau. That is a quite an investment, and it's beautiful.
I got to stop there.
And we need to support that because.
Boy, I'll tell you what he's done, what they've done.
It's unbelievable. Him and Lisa.
Unbelievable.
You know, and that guy is, you know, he's. Get this, you know.
And I will say this, and you're the first person to discourage people about going into business? Because you said, what, 20% fail within 2 years?
Well, no, it's more than that. No, I just say, I don't discourage people. I'm just saying, you know, eyes wide open. I mean, the fact that Andy made it in that industry, too.
That's what I mean.
That's not like converting or something. Not right. That ours wasn't easy. But what he has done is, and it's just, because I told you that I was talking to him and his wife, and I'm like, so who are the investors in this thing? He goes, it's just us.
It's just them.
So think about that. Yeah. You start with a bar, with a restaurant, and build and build and build. I mean, that's the way it should be done. So what I was thinking, you know, we got this free enterprise award here in Green Bay, Greater Green Bay, Brown County. And you know, it's a lot of, you know, Schreiber and you know, they deserve it. Associated Bank, Nicolet, great factories. But a guy like him, this guy's an entrepreneur, man. This guy took a ton of risk.
I told you my story.
On which one?
That I was going to build the first sports bar in Green Bay.
Yeah, there's Johnny, there's so many what I should have could have people. Okay, let's hear it. Do you want a beer?
Huh?
They just still have people. Okay.
Me, Mark Chimura, and Frankie Winters.
I think that might have worked.
It was before Stadium View was even built.
Oh, that would have worked.
And it was the building we wanted was a Chinese restaurant.
Fine.
Okay.
Where was it?
Right there. Right where Anduzzi's is now.
Oh my gosh.
They wanted $1 million.
No, they didn't. Because Stadium View.
Yeah, they did. And our people were like, no. Our Frankie and Chewy were like, no, we're not paying $1 million.
No.
At those days, yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, I guess I would today. But, okay, wasn't that Stadium View, and wasn't that stuff for sale?
Wasn't built yet.
Oh, man.
This was probably 1992. Yeah. Isn't that something, what we could have had? Well, Chewy had his issues of, I mean, whatever, yeah, whatever.
We have.
But still, we would have had the first sports bar. Me, Chewy, and Frankie Winters were going to build a place, but they wanted $1 million for the property. They were, which I give them credit for, because right, they saw it. They knew what was coming.
Yeah. Well, I might have found something close, but not that.
Yeah.
Hmm. That, you know, with you three guys, I don't think it would have lasted. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, it's tough to run a three-way partnership, but
yeah,
just to hire a manager and take the dividends, that was a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
I agree.
Huh.
And instead, I'm here. Convoy!
Yeah?
What's going on? What's going on in your life?
Well, I shot an 86.
I don't care. What else going on?
Saturday. That's not bad.
That's great. No, that's Friday, fantastic.
Actually. Yeah.
43-43?
It was actually in Sim Golf, so.
That doesn't count.
It still counts. Come on.
Convoy, do me a favor. Turn your mic off.
Yeah.
Did you? Don't speak to us for the rest of the day.
What course did you play?
Oh, we played Pinehurst.
Wow.
That Sim Golf is pretty cool, though. I mean, you got to admit. Yeah. It picked the course.
All right, but
still. But that doesn't count. No.
Well, when I was at the Croc Center, I ran a marathon through Italy.
That counts.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
disappointing. Hey, you know what? It's kind of sad, but not too sad. That funeral I went to on Friday. Yeah. Remember I had to get out of here? Thanks for letting me out of here. You guys said this. I had to be there at 10.
A good friend of mine.
I was great. And I tell
you
what.
Did you mention to his wife that?
Of course. She knew. Like, I was surprised she knew me, because I don't know that I really knew her. His daughters are the youngest daughter, and then the mom, and then the older daughter. Very good-looking daughters.
Oh, I believe that.
Right?
We're talking about Eddie Garcia, the former Packer kicker.
And I went to him. The reason I think you would have, I know you couldn't go, but so I said to his daughter, I said, you know, I just want to tell you, I don't, you know, I've never met you, but your dad, I went to see him because I was taking this JCOC trip to, you know, Djibouti to Kuwait to Qatar, these different places in the Middle East. And it cost money. And I went to see him to see if he could give me $1,000. I had a list of targets, right? Because I had to raise like $7,000. Went through to ask me a few questions. He goes, look, we'll pay for all of it. And she goes, I'm so glad you told me that, because there's a lot of talk about the Packers. I said, you know what? We're in Green Bay, you know? But she goes, that's who he really was. So I was really glad when I left that I shared that with her, because she goes, he loved the military.
No, I know, for Oshkosh Defense and everything.
Well, right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, that's where he worked. Right, that's why I went to see him. He was at Oshkosh Defense.
Man, that's so sad.
It was. It was a sad
so
funeral.
Sad.
Yeah, but, man, he's got a nice family.
Ooh. That's awesome. For him.
I mean, you knew them. I didn't, but I...
Glad you went.
I don't. Yeah, it's not like I enjoyed that, but I'm really, when I was driving home, I'm like, I'm really, really glad I went to that.
You know what? I've always said
kids
this.
Kids are awesome.
I have never regretted going to a funeral in my life. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, I never regretted going. I got chewed out a couple times because something may have happened to an employee, but you still want a goal. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of tension at those funerals too, family. But you think so?
I'm not sure how I'd handle being chewed out at a funeral.
But her,
I don't think I'd handle that. We got to start a quick break. We'll be back.
I'll tell you in a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Man here in a good-looking Monday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media app, 80 degrees right now, Convoy.
It is 80 degrees right now.
Right now, it's 80 degrees at 6:22 in the morning.
It feels like it's like noon outside right now.
I know. Yeah. 80 degrees right now in Green Bay, 79 in Appleton, 78 in Oshkosh, high in the high 80s. It is National Hydration Day.
Well, that makes sense. I just want to say, I think the high is in the low 90s.
So
I watched a little of that. I think it's the low 90s. And then, like Terry said, or somebody said, tomorrow it's going to cool off like 20 degrees. But I'm pretty sure we're going to hit 90s today. So whoever sent this thing for Mulva is a great idea.
Brian says showing The Godfather at the Mulva at 2 o'clock today. Great way to beat the heat.
It is. It's air-conditioned, great seating, great theater, and
can I throw a trivia question at you?
But The Godfather, it better just be the first one because they got worse as they went on.
Oh, my God. Godfather 3 was horrific. Godfather 2 was good, though. Godfather 2 was good.
It was okay.
What's the opening line of The Godfather? Convoy.
I'm not sure.
Something about family?
I love America.
Okay. I know they were here.
It's the opening line of The Godfather. I love America. Remember he goes to The Godfather because his daughter was whatever with those guys? Yeah.
That
she's no longer beautiful. But I love her. I come to you, Godfather. You yeah. never invite me and my wife,
right.
your godmother, you for a piece of cake.
And now?
And now you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have Clemenza take care of this. We're not murderers.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Greatest movie ever made.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's a good movie.
What would be better?
Oh, there's a lot better movies.
Give me one.
Sound of Music.
Don't. You didn't just say. Hand it over. it over.
My man card or the bell?
Hand it over. Your man card.
You cannot say the Great
Sound
Escape.
Of Music is better than The Godfather.
Well, I can.
Oh, Lord.
Great Escape.
Oh, it's Steve McQueen?
Yeah.
That was a good movie. You know what? I got to give you something on that. That was a great bleeping movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's old. I watched that with my dad. That's an old movie, but that was a great movie.
I'm with you on that.
Okay. What? Cool Hand Luke?
That's a good one. Okay, I'm giving you a little props here. You're coming out with some good movies.
I just think The Godfather was good. But the best?
If you had one movie to, you're on your deathbed. It's like Johnny.
Well,
you're gonna be dead in 6 hours. Get to watch one movie. What would it be?
Breaking Bad. Because I would live longer than 6 hours because it was.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen that.
Oh, my God. That is my favorite series. And it's funny that you say that because at that time I wasn't feeling good. So the reason I watched it back to back to back to back to back was I wasn't working for a couple days. And there's just no question that that's the one I would. Well, it'd be between that and The Sound of Music. One of those two.
Drop that.
No, even at the symphony yesterday at the airport, not Saturday, they played music from The Sound of Music. John.
I just got a text.
I don't remember them playing anything from The Godfather.
This is to you and Mayor Schmidt. This is the original poster for the movie when it came out. It was given to me as a gift. Hang on.
Could you send it to me so I could put it on the stream?
I don't see. I don't have a picture though. No. Send it to. I need the picture. Yeah. Got this. The Sound of Music. Come on, Jim. Don't make it so easy. Wow. Let us know, people. What would you be? You got one movie to watch.
But
you're
going
to die. What would be the one movie you would watch? Mine would be Godfather 2. You know what I did? Okay.
Really?
Cowboy Dave says Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood. Okay, you know what
Clint Eastwood film would be that.
I saw like one segment of Breaking Bad, and there's one thing I loved where some kids were like bullying his son because he was handicapped, and I would take a baseball, but I would smash those kids' knees in.
Yeah, well, no, what he did was.
I know, but I'm just saying, I would do that
kid
too.
Made a fortune, and yeah, that would. But you say a movie, that's really not a movie. That was, they must have ran nine, I don't know how long.
A lot of years.
That was just a great, great series.
Get this on Sound of Music. It's a great way to suffer before you die.
That hurt.
Oh. Today is also National Detroit Style Pizza Day. What is Detroit Style Pizza?
Yeah, I got to look that up.
I lived basically in Detroit. I didn't know that Detroit had a style of pizza. Convoy.
So, you know how Chicago-style pizza is really
right.
good because they use more sauce.
Like,
It's too much sauce, too deep dish.
A deep dish. I want a nice, thin crust.
Casserole.
Yeah. Detroit pizza is like, doesn't have as much sauce as Chicago. Mainly the same thing, though.
Deep dish.
Yeah.
I don't like deep dish.
No. That's not pizza. That's not like you can't really pick up a piece and walk around with
it. It's like a loaf of bread.
Right.
That's how you eat the bread.
Like, it's like a casserole.
Why do you want a piece? Why do you want to eat a big piece of bread?
It's Wisconsin.
So you guys only like thin?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We're both like, boom.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. What about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a good deep dish.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
It's so doughy.
That's why I kind of like it.
Oh, my God.
And the crust is like an inch and a half thick on the side. It's like, it's like a pie.
I don't get it.
No.
That's the most overrated thing in the world is Chicago-style pizza. Yes or no? Quick pull. Yes or no?
But they give you a run on those ribs, though, right? Carson's ribs. Did you have ribs there?
No, but when I was at Rib Fest the other day, I thought to myself, I wanted to learn how to cook ribs.
Yeah. Takes a long time, but
I know.
It's worth it.
Oh, man, were they good.
Yeah, did you have any sides? Just napkins.
I just wallowed. I literally wallowed.
That's all right. That's good. All right. Anyway, yes.
Jets pizza.
Summer food. Okay. Jets is all right. That's
Detroit style. Pizza.
Is it?
Yep.
Where's Jets that? Where's Jets?
It's everywhere. It's a chain.
I've never heard of it.
They're here on Jets on Lombardi. Pizza? Not on Lombardi.
All right, we're getting to a break. We need to get to the bottom of this. Convoy, you failed. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Oh yes, the world is an uncertain place on a Monday morning, and the markets are reflecting that. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell. Just a quick look at what news is influencing our markets, and while the market is definitely focused on the Middle East, let's not forget there's another ticking time bomb to our north that will need to be dealt with. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says the clock is ticking on a 30-day schedule for the United States to put a trade deal framework in place with Canada. Deadline set July 21st. And Carney says his government has a plan in place if that deadline is not met.
President Trump and I agreed to pursue negotiations towards a deal within the coming 30 days. Canada will adjust its existing counter tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum products on the 21st of July, at the end of that 30-day period, to levels consistent with the progress that's made at that point on the broader trading arrangements with the United States. We will review our response as the negotiations progress.
Those words from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In addition to adjusting counter tariffs, Canada says they'll limit federal procurement policies that favor Canadian suppliers and reliable trading partners by the end of the month on June 30th. So like I said, a lot of emphasis this morning on the Middle East, and rightly so, but Canada also waiting for a little attention. So what are the markets doing in this early hour? We'll take a look next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Friday, the barrel cheese dropped 3.25 cents to 165.75. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.5 at 166.5, while AA butter dropped 2.75 cents on Friday to 250 a pound. Now, this morning, markets are paying attention to the global tension. Currently, we've got December corn down a nickel at 436, November beans down 3, 1058, July wheat's down 2 at 566. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be hot and humid again today. The heat index is going to be back up to near 100 or better this afternoon. Then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind gusts, and tornadoes possible. So stay weather aware here throughout the day today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
LGBTQ rights are under attack. At 4:30, Patrick Faribault from Our Lives magazine joins to discuss what's at stake and how we celebrate pride right here in Wisconsin. Don't miss the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, welcome back. Bono the Mayor here on a sweltering Monday morning, and you can blame it on Brittany Merlot. Brittany?
Thank you.
Good morning. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Good morning, guys.
Oh, you're loving this, Brittany.
Oh, I am.
It's we were fantastic. Actually talking about you before we went on the air today. It's like,
I always do.
We can't wait to find out what Brittany did. She like ran a marathon and biked 40 miles and kayaked down the Mississippi River.
So we just pulled the shades and watched movies.
Yes.
In our air-conditioned apartment. No, yes. I didn't. No, I didn't. I was out.
Pretty much. I drank summer shandy. You know what I did, though? You'd be so proud of me,
deck.
Jim.
That's
you'd be
what?
So proud of me.
What?
So I... Brittany.
You cleaned your apartment?
Yeah. Brittany, no. Okay. Brittany, I'm not going to carry it away. Brittany. Actually, can I be honest with you?
Don't. I don't want to hear it. I don't. Because if it's the heat, if it's a dirty apartment and heat and humidity, I don't want to hear it.
It's not.
Okay.
So Jim, the maintenance man.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy.
He's a good guy.
I stepped out of my apartment the other day. He goes, hey, John, can I come in? I'm changing all the filters on the air conditioning units. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. He can't. And it's like, I wonder if I'm going to get evicted for because my apartment is so terrible. I'm not even kidding.
I'm sorry, John. We're going to have to condemn this.
Yeah, I know. That's what I actually... No, but you know what I did at the Dino Stop last night? So I went to buy a six-pack of Summer Shandy. Brittany, do you like Summer Shandy?
I do.
Yeah.
And are you talking about the Dino Stump with the actual green dinosaur that's out front? Okay, perfect.
So there's this guy, little old guy, whatever, kind of semi-homeless looking sort of. And he goes, you go ahead, sir. You go ahead. You go ahead in front. I'm like, oh, that's okay, bud. You know, no, sir, it's okay. So I told the lady, I said, you know what? Here's my summer shandy, and I'm going to pay for whatever he's buying. Okay?
Did you really do that?
Yeah. But here's the deal. He was buying some kind of like vape cigarettes, like $46.
No way.
Swear to God.
Oh, you should let him go in front of you and then say,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Did he hear you say that? Did he upgrade his purchase?
I bought a six pack of Summer Shandy, which is what, $10?
Yeah.
Okay. And my bill was $46 with whatever he was buying.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That is.
It's the last time I buy stuff for homeless people.
No. Because that is where they would go, right?
Yeah.
Right across the street. I think that's great you did that. I like to do that around Christmas
do it again.
And all these. No, wait. Let them go in front of you. And then say, I got that. Just put that on my tab. And they turn around. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, Merry Christmas.
I almost like canceled it.
Yeah, that would have been.
I know. Brittany, I got a text here for you specifically. I'm heading to Eau Claire Thursday through Sunday for the Blue Ox Outdoor Bluegrass Festival. Will the weather be good?
4 days. Wow.
Oh, that's a tough question because this week is going to be wild. We've got the cold front dropping back through the state today. So this is the last hot, scorching, humid, excessive heat type of day. And then it's going to park itself over the state. So we've got chances for showers and storms pretty much starting this afternoon. And some of those this evening could be strong to severe. I mean, we could see some large hail, definitely possible, damaging wind gusts and a tornado warning or two.
Wow.
Possible
really?
As well, yeah.
Hail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw your thing the other day about like northern Minnesota. They got hit really hard, huh? I know we got stations up there in Ely and those places.
They did. I mean, there were some pretty strong tornadoes on the ground off into the Dakotas and started to move its way into northern Minnesota. And that line just hit hard, like you said, in towards Duluth across Lake Superior. Actually, Lake Superior saw like a siege, which is basically you take strong winds across the lake. They were going, west to east and it kind of took the water and piled it up on the other side of the lake. So areas like Ashland, where the water usually is sitting in certain areas of the bay, it was actually lower and retreated. So that kind of happened from those strong storms. So we've seen a lot of things going on. Now we've got the heat and humidity building
in.
Did
they get its name? Because some guy went, sheesh. That sounds like a... That sounds like a something they would do up in like Ugani. Yeah. Sheesh. That's a good name for that.
Yeah. Holy Wah.
It was between Holy Wah and sheesh.
Holy Wah.
I'm never going to look at this same girl.
Darn it. Yeah, you betcha. Eh?
You was already taken, but sheesh.
Wow, tell us about this, Brittany. I've never heard. I grew up on Lake Superior, and I've never heard.
So it takes. So it changes the depth of the water from one side to the other. Is that what it does?
Yeah, I kind of think of like the tides, right, on the ocean. When there's certain times, and the gravity pulls that, so you kind of see the tide go out or the tide will come in. That's kind of what happened on Lake Superior. The tide went out, which it usually does not do that. And you can attest to that being very, very rare. And it takes a big weather phenomena or something like that to cause it. So the strong winds just all going.
Who came up with the term sheesh?
Yeah. One of your guys, John.
Holy sheesh. What a crater. I'll be gone, darn it.
I was taken too.
Wow, Brittany, I never heard that before.
That's cool that we hate. Okay, we learned something. All right.
Yes. So what's it going to be like around here? Because let's be honest. Is this about the humidity-wise? Like last night at 9 o'clock, I said I was sitting outside here, and it was still like, wow.
Yeah.
This is almost like hard to breathe,
Yeah.
Is this as bad as it gets?
Florida.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. No, I haven't seen it much worse than this, that's for sure. I mean, dew points were into those mid to upper 70s.
Yeah.
While our temperatures were in those, we broke records yesterday, 94 degrees in Green Bay.
Wow.
92 degrees on Saturday. And so it was feeling like, 105 to about 109?
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
I don't know where you went to church yesterday, John, but it was the Feast of
Mine?
Yeah.
I went to the Prince of Peace.
There's no bracket. It's in Bellevue. Anyway.
Sister Mary Rosalie.
But they had... it was Feast of Corpus Christi, so you walk outside.
Oh.
And so I know, right? So I was talking to my brother about that, and they did a test on Saturday, because there's a lot of older people that go to church, and because it was the same weather Saturday as Sunday, pretty much
I don't
here.
Believe in church.
Yeah.
I was just talking more about the weather. Okay, let's leave that.
No, by I way, just don't but think it was so. It was almost to too do hot. That. I just don't think you should have to do that.
Right.
I went to church 8 billion times growing up.
Oh, man.
Eight billion times, you can't believe.
Yes. Right here.
And I just...
We went daily mass, Latin, just on the knees. Yep.
Me and Dennis DeLangelo, we went to mass one morning. We were going to play Ishpeming that night, our big game in football. And DeLangelo had to be taken off the field with an ambulance because of a concussion. And we lost the game. Okay? I never went to church again on the day of a game. What?
So you're saying they're two totally independent activities?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. You think
that's okay. That's the whole free will thing. But okay,
whatever.
Anyway, yes, it was so hot. So I think for that little walk, I think a lot of people throttled back on that because with the heat index at 105,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that was hot yesterday. I don't know what he did. To tell you the truth, I just talked to him.
That was I will say this: yesterday was as hot as I've ever seen in Green Bay. Wouldn't you agree?
No. Because, we've broken 100 here.
I don't think we have.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Brittany?
Now I have to check. I'm not sure.
Yes, the answer is yes.
I'm not positive.
I'll bet you $20.
Awesome. Con? You heard it.
I'm looking it up right now.
Well, okay. Brittany looking up. She's the weather person. Con, you're just.
Con, when things get really boring, tell us again about your simulator golf weekend.
He said he went golfing.
Hey. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Brittany?
He's like, you're still swinging.
I broke 80.
You're still swinging.
He said he golfed in 86. We're like, wow, that's good. You know what he did? He went to simulator golf.
Yeah. It was too hot out, so I went in AC.
So golf. He just went and.
That's what we're dealing with.
Well, you know.
You're still swinging.
Not even close.
He's still doing what he wants to do, just being safe about it, I guess.
No, the reason I said con was I'm going to win this $20, and then you can go over and get us some iced coffee next door. That's why I was asking. I was asking you about the weather. That. Well, you're buying.
Hey, that poor guy who I went out and yelled at his truck when he pulled up. Yeah, it wasn't him.
John started off angry this morning. I don't know how that could ever happen. Anyway, Brittany, we've broken 100 here. Like, I'll tell you what year
it was. We have not.
Yeah, we had. I'll tell you what year it was.
We have. We have. But it was 2000. Like it happened about two times in 1995, and there's a couple other times before, but it's been a while.
Over 100, like legitimately weather service?
Not heat index stuff. You're talking thermometer.
Really?
I thought that happened one time in the early 2000s.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me a little time to dig to make sure. Okay, whatever. I want to make sure. You know what I mean?
Hey, Brittany, how about be a little bit better prepared when you come on?
A little show prep.
Oh, my gosh. Who knew we were going to talk about 100-degree actual temperature?
Yeah. So what did you
do? Did
you go kayaking or biking or anything in this weather?
You know what I did? I took my old car up north, which I was a little nervous with the crazy heat. I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to make it, but I did. And I went all the way up to Lake Superior. And let me tell you what happened. 20 minutes from Ironwood down to the actual lake. It was about 90, 93 degrees up there. 20 minutes later, guess what temperature it was at the lake?
Like 60?
Worse.
Yes, really?
Yes, no.
Yes.
Really?
I show up in my bikini. I'm beach ready. I'm ready for the 90s to cool off in the cold Lake Superior fresh water. It was 55 degrees down there.
Wow.
People have no idea what Lake Superior is like. It's
I forgot. Unbelievable.
Was it like packed with people to get out of the heat?
And it still was absolutely packed. Yeah, Kids were still in the water. I could not get past my knees. It was that cold. I was like, all right, I'm good. But
Wow. That
beautiful though.
Yes, Two Rivers I'm sure was packed too. That's always a good place.
Yeah.
I used to be my spot all the time when I lived in Appleton. Yeah. Oh, I'd scoot over there to Two Rivers.
Yeah, that's the most underrated place in the state of Wisconsin. I really believe
that. It's been a 4th of July over there, too. It's a great place.
It is. It's a great place. Two fireworks Rivers is awesome.
Walsh Field.
Yeah.
You should go to the fireworks there. Yeah. Yeah, and that's cool because they kind of let you in. And
then what's the other thing they have? Like Winterfest in like July or something?
Oh, no, that's, the Snowfest in July. And they bury a truck of snow, and then, of course, they dig it up for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Kids are like, wow, where'd they get that? And it's yeah.
That's a nice feel, though.
Huh?
That's a nice baseball field.
Walsh.
Oh my God! With the way those stands are built into the hill.
That's what I'm saying. They haven't done much with it, right?
They don't need to. It's awesome.
Yeah. I just remember I took my kids there when they were little, and I said, let's just go right under the fireworks, and it was like we were getting shelled. Scared one of them because you're right there.
Oh yeah.
But Two Rivers. Of course, I grew up.
Brittany,
there,
we're so impressed with you with what you do in your free time.
I know. It's like what would Brittany do?
We live vicariously through
you. Because if the question is, what would Brittany do? The answer would be something. And we don't do
anything.
So anyway, that's
great. I got a six-pack, and I went to Ribfest.
But
that's fine.
So I went and got a new phone, so I was like being at the DMV all day. But it was air-conditioned. Oh. But anyway, I got it done. I had to get it done.
How's our forecast look, Brittany?
Yeah, so today we've got a cold front coming through. So this is the last day of the heat and humidity. So some storms starting probably around 3 o'clock, maybe towards the Shawano area, a little bit more northwest, but probably hitting Green Bay, Oshkosh around 5-6 o'clock tonight. It should be done around midnight, but we could see more start to spark up again in the morning tomorrow. A little bit of a break, more rain as we go into Wednesday, and Thursday looks like soaking conditions, where at this point we could start to see some flooding happening. So kind of a gross... Really? Disgusting week. Yeah.
Wow.
Possibly high winds today, too, and hail, like I said earlier. So,
do you have time to give us a report on the 4th of July week? Because, I'm gone, John. Maybe we don't. Yeah. All right. Do you know what's going to happen on the 4th? Isn't it going to be like 80s and sunny? Yes.
It is. I mean, of course, still some chances for scattered storms to pop up. We're looking at something that wants to move through, but 80s, not bad.
Perfect.
Brittany Merlot, we love having you on. You're the best.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, guys. Right. You too.
You are awesome. Take care. See you.
Talk to Monday.
Quick break. Back in this.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Ganyo Clegg Products in Green Bay salutes our brave men and women of our military and our veterans who have kept us free. Because of them, we enjoy the greatest freedom in the world. Honor them by donating blood at your local hospital. Your gift may save a life. This from Ganyo Clegg Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. Visit GAGNONClayProducts.com or call 920-498-8549.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, welcome back. I know the man here on a good looking Monday, but according to Brittany Merleau, it might turn nasty this afternoon, huh? No, hail, right? And craziness, but is what it is. Got a text here from Todd. John, how does this heat compare to Arizona? And spare me the dry heat BS. I will say this. The heat in Arizona never really bothered me. I mean, because you know what? Because when you live there, it's almost like living in Green Bay. It's like, oh my God, you know, if you're visiting, it's 10 below. It's like, how do you, you really get used to it. In Arizona, you just kind of got used to it.
It is a dry heat. I just want to say it's not humid. I mean, there's people joke about that, but it's still 105. Right. Too hot.
I remember playing basketball, and we did it just to say we did it, playing pickup basketball.
At midnight?
In the middle of the day, it was 114.
Oh, yeah. See, I'd never do that.
We played pickup basketball. It was 114 degrees.
Yeah. That's too hot. That's just too hot. It's an oven. It's like opening, when you leave your door, boom. You just...
Well, okay, but you've been to the Middle East, too. Iraq. Yeah. I mean...
You're right. It's okay there. No, you're right. It's hot. Hot.
You know, the hottest I've ever been.
That was hot. Yeah.
Got a text here from Chris. My man Vinny, he goes, he needed the vape energy for his manual labor job that he stole from Mino. $46. What the hell did this guy buy that was 30? Okay, so my six pack of summer shanty was $10, whatever, right?
So he spent 36.
What the hell did this guy buy that was $36?
Did he buy cigarettes? They're so expensive now.
Wow.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah. Now you know, right? I don't want you to stop doing it because you got a little burned. You let the person go in front of you, and then if it's over $20, just stay. Have a good day, man. But if it's under $20, say, let me get that for you. Whatever your dollar
I didn't know
is.
What to do because part of me was like,
we can't go back. On
I know.
That. Yeah, that would have been like really. That would have been. I was behind a guy at CVS, and he was paying, and I told you that we were on break. That was the last week, but had bought some stuff, and how much? And it was like $8.45. Are you sure? And the guy's like, well, yeah, he had water, but the Mountain Dew is what sets you over the top. So the guy had to think about it, whether to give him. He bought, and his credit card had, I don't know, $4 on it. He wiped out the credit card. Guy goes, well, you still owe, you know, $4.45. So he's digging through. And I was just going to say then, look.
I'll take it. But here we go. Let's go.
It wasn't the same as, anyway, it just took, and then he didn't have the last nickel. So I jumped in then.
Okay, let me ask you about that. I got like all kinds of change when I come in. In my kitchen, my whole thing is change. I just take change and throw it. Should I just throw it away?
There's more in there than you think.
Like the pennies and stuff. Should I just throw it away?
No, there's more in there than you think. First of all,
I was saving it for my granddaughters and they didn't give a crap.
Okay. Couple things with that. First of all, like Oprah said.
But what are you doing with your penny? Just throw them away.
Coffee. I have probably two or three coffee jars just full of change.
Yeah.
I just throw it in. And then when they first hired me here.
But you can't even bring it any place, right? They won't. Like banks won't do it
for
you.
Sure they will.
No, they won't. Banks will. You go to a bank and see if they will walk in with a canister of change. And if they'll put it through the machine, they won't do it.
Oh, yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Maybe it depends.
I'll bet you $20. I owe you $20.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, double that bet.
Okay.
I need somebody else.
Question. Okay, this is, I'm giving you an out here because I'm going to win this thing hands down.
I don't think you will.
I think it may have to do with your relationship with the bank.
Oh, fine.
Okay, you're okay with that.
I don't go to the, I haven't been to a bank in 20
That's
years.
That's why they didn't do it. Why the hell should I? Count your pennies for you.
Okay.
But if you're there and you bank with them and money in there, say, yeah, we'll do that for you, Mr. Mino. If you have a relationship with the bank, they'll do it, is my point.
Okay.
So then
they won't do it. If I bring in coffee cans
if
full
you
of
bring
change,
it in,
they won't do it.
Okay. Tell you what. I have two coffee cans full of change.
Okay.
I'm happy to have you take one and me take one.
Okay.
To the same bank.
Okay.
And I'll bet you they do mine.
Okay.
And I don't know.
I hope they don't take mine.
Well, they'll know you because you know the bank. No, that's not gonna work. They're going to know you when you walk in there. I think they do that, John.
I don't think they do anymore.
Okay.
Convoy.
How do we figure that out, though?
I've taken change to the bank and I've gotten.
No, you haven't.
Like a coffee can.
Yeah.
A coffee can.
Why are you lying to us?
I have some cups filled with you know, pennies and quarters and stuff like that, and I take it to the bank whenever it gets full.
I've heard they will not accept that anymore.
Why wouldn't they do that?
Because
just customer relations.
You know why?
I know it's a break-even thing.
You know why? Because what I've heard is that people bring in like old, and they'll have like gum stuck on it or something, and it messes up their machines.
Oh, I don't buy that.
Well,
just
okay.
To run it through the dishwasher then.
No.
No. But that change, they're not going to make pennies anymore. Someday those are going to be valuable.
That's what I'm wondering.
But what you really want to do, if you want to save your, so you want your kids to be interested in the money, and they're going to go through and they're going to, Dad, this is, or Grandpa, this is so boring. So why don't you take out the Indian head and the Kennedy half dollars, take that stuff out, and they'll look at that and they get them that book that they put them in, they'll be like, wow, this is cool. Because you've got to get them interested right away.
Wait for you. Okay, I found an Indian head penny one time.
Those are awesome.
I found in my neighbor's yard the Finolas, digging in back. We used to dig for iron ore. I don't know what we thought we could do with iron ore. And I found an 1865 Indian head penny. And I had it in my jean pocket. Wow. And my mom took the clothes to the laundromat. And it was in that, and it was gone.
Well, you made somebody very happy. Look at it that way. Mm. Wow. That's pretty cool. So I think that's what we got to do to get them interested. Because you give them a jar of change, they'll be like, this is
boring. Let me tell you something. When I metal detect your property,
okay, yeah.
I'm going to find some stuff.
You might. You can have it.
Valuable stuff.
Okay, so am I $40 today?
Not yet.
This is like
you guys still got to go to the bank and do it.
We haven't. Somebody from the bank hasn't told us who wins. $20 riding in this, people. Will the bank take a coffee can full of change if I bring it to them today? Yes or no?
Okay.
All right. Fine.
If we bring it to them.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have Con take them.
I want to win.
You said that I changed. Maybe I did. But even if I changed.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pentagon experts are continuing their assessing of how much damage the Saturday U.S. air attacks did to Iran's nuke program. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Here at home, law enforcement also on high alert. Homeland Security warning state and local officials of a heightened threat environment.
Nearly 50 heat records for this day could be equaled or broken, forecasters say. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. A lot of folks have much to clean up, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
New York's governor issuing a state of emergency for more than 30 counties after heavy rain and dangerous flash flooding slammed parts of the state. Outside Utica, at least three people were killed, including six-year-old twins. The violent weekend of weather stretching across the country.
Took seven games, but the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News.